About a year and a half ago, Kenny Solway was on the show to talk about his book. His book of the time, called Muskrat for Supper. It's a great book for young people about life on the Mississippi River. But what we heard over and over from listeners was how much they loved hearing Kenny tell the stories himself. And Larry Mueller here, great to have you along today on the Ideas Network, because we have a great treat for you today. Kenny Solway is one of the last of a breed of outdoorsmen they call the River Rats. And these days, he also spends time in classrooms around the state talking to youngsters about respecting the environment and his adventures. He's also the author of several books for both young people and adults. And his most recent is titled The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi. And he's joining us today from our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in La Crosse. Kenny, great pleasure to have you back with us on the program.
Hello, Larry. What? My golly, I hear your voice almost every day as a listener, but it's always a real pleasure to be on your show, and you're so kind and generous to allow me to babble around on your show.
Well, you do a wonderful job, and I tell you what, listeners love to hear from you, and I really enjoyed your new book, although you got me almost to tears a few times, I'll say that. There were some really heartfelt stories. The book, The Dogs and I, True Tales from Mississippi, is really touching because it's clear that the dogs that you shared your life with have really been, in many ways, your best friends.
Oh, absolutely. And incidentally, True Tales is spelled T-A-I-L-S.
Yes.
True Tales from the Mississippi. Now, dogs have always been my best friend. I know my wife, Mary Kay, is listening. So I'd have to say, nowadays, sometimes my second best friend. However, all the years, the 28 years that I spent in the place called the Whitman Swamp, a 6,000-acre, seasonally flooded hardwood Mississippi backwater swamp, a little south of Buffalo City, Wisconsin, for those 28 years, my dogs definitely were my best friends. And people would come to do interviews and try to pick my brain as to why I'd want to live like that. Why not live a normal life? And then invariably they'd say, if you could change one thing about your life, what would that be? And I would say, I'd like to be more like a dog.
Ah, now in what ways?
Whoa, well, first of all, Larry, a dog is always glad to see you.
Yeah.
It can be a miserable day, but you come home, your dog wags their tail, jump up and down, they lick your hand, they love you. And they don't care what station in life you hold. They don't care what size your bank account is or whether you don't have a nickel. They don't care how you smell. They don't care how you're dressed. They just are happy to see you. And they ask very little in return, Larry. They only want a pat on the head, a hug, something to eat, a dry place to sleep. So they give you everything. They give you something called unconditional love. That's sometimes hard to find among humans.
Well, I can certainly agree with you on that. And you've had so many wonderful dogs in your life, and never what I really got a kick out of was how the unconventional ways you wound up with some of your dogs. I mean, you never had a purebred dog. They were always sort of like our family. You know, we never had a purebred dog. It was always some Heinz 57, as my dad always called them.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. They That was usually the case. I did, though, in fact, have one that was what you'd call a blue blood.
Yeah.
She came, her name was Joey, and she came from a field trial fellow that knew that my dog was, my old swamp dog was getting past its prime. And so he brought this dog down from Eau Claire in the month of February, and he sat the dog down on the edge of the road, a dirt road, and he walked with a dummy, probably, I'd say 500 yards away, laid the dummy down, dog stayed sitting where it was, came back to me, he took his hand and put it out in front of the dog's face and gave it what they call a line as to where to get the dummy and said, fetch it. The dog got about halfway there, and he blew a whistle. It stopped. It sat down and turned around and looked at him for further directions. And then he sent it again, and it picked the dummy up, brought it back. And he said to me, what do you think of it, Kenny? What do you think of that dog? I said, I know one thing. I'm going to have to untrain this thing. It knew way more than I did, and so I did. I had to. I don't use a whistle, and so forth, and so.
No.
So I had to do some untraining, but usually it's the other way around, and I think, Larry, that I don't know who trains dogs. I don't think I do. I think the dog trains me most of the time. It doesn't take long for them to take over. This last one, Mary Kay and I said, well, no feeding it by the table, no handouts by the table, no getting up on the bed and sleeping on the bed. That lasted about 2 weeks. So pretty much the dogs train us.
You know, and Joey, you loved all your dogs, but it seems that Joey, girl, really had a special place in your heart.
Yeah, I did. She was, like I say, the highest trained dog that I ever had. However, I got her when she was 3 and a half, Larry. And Armin, the field trialer, sat her by my gate, and he said, stay. Says, there, you got yourself a dog, buddy. Hmm. So he gets in the car. He gave me his phone number, luckily. And he gets in the car and goes to Eau Claire. And I said, I'm going to be in a world of hurt here. This dog don't know me from Adam. And here now she's going to stay. It's my dog. He said, call anytime you have trouble. Well, I thought I would take her down to the swamp in my rattle-trap old car. However, I couldn't get her to jump up into the car. She just sat there and looked at me. So it wasn't long. I was on the phone to Armin, and he said, it only takes two words, kennel up. I said, kennel up. Joey jumped in the car, went down the swamp, and so that's just the way it was. I had to be trained, you see. and she was so gentle and so loving.
Yeah.
A lot of labs are. She was a black lab. That's their disposition for the most part. And we had raised two litters of pups. That was the stipulation. If we raised two litters of pups, the pups went to Armin, the field trialer.
And, you know, I want to hear the story about those pups for sure, Kenny. Judith Sears-Poisson joins me now. for a minute or two to talk about our fall membership drive. So we're going to talk about that for a minute. I want to hear about those dogs too. And I want you to know, as you listen to Kenny Solway, that you are listening during our fall membership drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. So I hope you'll take a few minutes right now to make your contribution to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on. Judith with me right now. And Judith, we have a goal again.
We do have a goal. And first of all, I want to say last hour there was a goal of 40 pledges. And guess what? We got 53. So thank you so much for those pledges. Our goal now is to get 50 pledges by noon. We can absolutely do that. These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on. Please help us meet that goal with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When it comes to the Ideas Network, the expression talk is cheap doesn't really hold. Well, true. First of all, on the Ideas Network, you get some high-quality conversations.
And secondly, these great conversations aren't free. It takes a lot of resources to get all of these discussions on the air.
And that's where you come in. You enjoy this high-quality talk, and you support it by making your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We know you give to WPR to support the programs that you enjoy, but today, as an added incentive, we're so excited. We have something so special for you right now. It's The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway. I'm sure you're enjoying listening to Kenny. I just love listening to Kenny and hearing his stories. And you can get a copy of this wonderful, heartwarming book for $120 or more. That comes out to $10 a month. Ask for it now when you make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a wonderful book. And whatever your reason is for listening to Wisconsin Public Radio and this program, that's also your reason for giving, I guess. Maybe WPR is your place to find out about state issues or hear what experts and callers have to say about a variety of topics. Maybe you love the weekend shows.
And maybe you feel like the programs you hear on WPR simply can't be found anywhere else. I have to say, it's not an everyday occurrence to be able to listen to the Last River Rat talk about his life and his experiences. Whatever your reason is for tuning in, that's your reason to give, your reason to support the quality you come back for day after day and that you can count on having there. Listener support, your support makes WPR happen. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is, and after all, you've been listening for years without making a pledge, so there's the proof, right? Well, WPR has been around for years because remarkable people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
Now it's time for you to make that decision. Your donation is important, and it does make a difference. Many first-time donors give $5 a month, but you choose what works best for you. The important thing is to make your pledge of support. It's time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
And thank you very much, Bruce. And I hope you will take his advice. Pledge at WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to the 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. That's really pretty cool. Your contribution of any amount is pooled with other member contributions to make up the single largest piece of our budget.
And we use that money to bring you great programs every day. So I hope you'll make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, maybe you feel like WPR is worth $1 million, but you don't have that much to give. Well, not to worry. Your gift of any amount, whether it's $5 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount is comfortable for you is the right amount to give. The important thing is to make that pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 49 more pledges in the next 40 minutes or so. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 supports the programs you count on.
And we're so happy to be able to offer you Kenny Solway's brand new book. And when I say brand new book, yeah, it is being printed as we speak. This is a brand new book. It's so heartwarming. It's like Larry said, it'll bring a tear to your eye. I was chuckling out loud with the puppy stories, which I'm really counting on Larry and Kenny to get to after this little break. Ask for the Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway. With your pledge of $120 or more, that's $10 a month. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, I hope you'll become a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews every year. You'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up. Great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Kristen from Stockholm, Wisconsin says, great programming. Thanks. I agree with a comment I heard on air. WPR makes me smarter. And Colleen from Dodgeville says, I've listened to WPR for some time and decided to finally donate. Well, Kristen, thank you for that great comment. And Colleen, welcome as a member of WPR. You can join both of them with your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thanks if you've already contributed. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here talking today with Kenny Solway, one of the last of a breed of outdoorsmen, the River Rats. He's got a new book out. It's called The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi. Great to have him along. Thank you so much for listening in as we talk with him today. You may have a question or comment. I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Kenny, we were talking about Joey Girl, and thanks to Joey, you got your first experience with raising a litter of pups.
Yes, I did. Larry, I'll never forget it. We had the pups in the house in the whelping pen, and by the time they were about 4 weeks old or so, it was time to take them to the vet to have their what are called dew claws. That's on the front foot. It's just like an extra toenail.
Yep.
Have the dew claws clipped, and then get some puppy shots. So I gaily loaded them up into an old laundry basket, and there were 8 pups, and put them in the car, and of course Joey stayed home and headed for Winona, Minnesota for the veterinarian's office. Everything went just beautiful. They slept most of the way there, and I says, this is a piece of cake, and no problem. I got the pups in the vet's office, and of course he clipped the dew claws and gave them their shots, and then I loaded them back up, and on the way out of the office, a little old gal met me on the sidewalk, looked in the laundry basket, and said, oh my, aren't they the cutest little angels? And I agreed, and she petted a couple of them. So put them in the car, headed back home. Got about halfway, it's about 30 miles, and all heck broke loose. They began to whine and whimper and cry and crawl out of the laundry basket, and there were cars tooting their horn in back of me. Two or three of them were in the back window looking out at the people behind. And then one crawled under the front seat and got in between my foot and the accelerator. By that time, I was able to pull off to the side of the road and get them all rounded back up, put in the laundry basket. And about two or three more times in the next 10 miles away, they did the same thing. And my thoughts turned back to the elderly lady, and when she said, "Oh, aren't they the most lovely little angels?" I had all sorts of words, but "lovely little angels"
wasn't part of it.
Wasn't part of it, yeah.
But
then I made the mistake of naming them all. And about four more weeks went by, and Armin came to pick up his pups. That was a mistake to name the dogs. And as he put each one in the truck, it got a little bit harder. And so somehow the wind felt harsh, and it actually made my eyes water. And so the second batch of pups, we didn't name them and didn't become quite as attached as we did the first one.
Hard to do, but that dog, Joey Girl, was a great dog. I tell you, I love the story you tell in there about the special talent Joey had when it came to fishing. You had some couple of great stories in the book about her fishing.
Oh, yeah. She got the idea that, hey, she'd go out and pick up a duck or a pheasant for me. Why not a fish? So, especially if the fish jumped out of the water and splashed, she'd go swim right out there. And at first, I was afraid that she'd get wound up in the fishing line, or perhaps even get a hook in her. But somehow she learned to swim out there and grab that fish, Larry, right in back of the head and literally retrieve it. And all I'd do is just crank up the slack line, and I suppose people would have been watching. They'd have said, I saw the strangest thing today, the old river rat standing on the bank reeling in a black lab. But she had that fish, and she'd drop it by my feet, and she did that so often.
This is a great story. Listener Don in Eagle River hopes that you will share the story of helping Don's grandma, actually, Don from Eagle River, Don's grandma land her prize-winning catfish.
Oh. Well, the story about my grandmother or his?
Well, it has to do with a prize-winning catfish. Was it your grandmother that you helped?
Well, yeah.
All right, well, let's hear that story.
All right. This story, Don might have been at the Mabel Tainter Theater, I'm not sure, in Menominee. We do a radio show called the Big River Radio Wave. And so the story goes like this. Grandmother was an avid gardener. She loved to garden. She loved to have a flower bed. But her real passion in life was fishing. And grandmother lived out in the hill country about 4 miles east of the Mississippi River. Just a little dirt farm, probably 20 acres. And grandmother always wore an old felt hat with a rawhide strap under her chin. and a long dress. Back then, you know, ladies didn't wear jeans or slacks. They wore dresses, whether they were fishing or even if they were out picking blackberries up in the hills. And grandmother spoke broken English. And she watched what she called the calendar, the calendar. And back then, they had fish days. Remember that, Larry, when mm-hmm. they'd have these days that were good fishing?
Yep.
And they'd have outline of a fish, and if it was fully darkened in, that was a good day to go fishing. And one day I went down to Grandma's, and she come out of the house. She says, "Go get Grandpa, we going fishing, because it's a fish day on the calendar." So I went and got Grandpa, and Grandpa never made a smooth transition between horses and automobiles. He had a beat-up old car, and he'd even say things like "ho" and "giddy up" and things like that. He always had his foot on the clutch, riding the clutch, and the other foot halfway to the floor, and so a whole cloud of blue smoke would be bellowing out. And he'd be driving maybe 5 to 8 mile an hour. While he parked that old car in front of the porch, and back then we used great big long cane poles. You know what the kind how yep. they were. I mean, you could reach halfway across the river. And they had big black braided fishing line. And grandmother had a strange technique that Grandpa never approved of. In fact, he made fun of it. She would have a lead sinker the size of a golf ball tied on that fishing line, and a big hook, and a gob of worms, and a cork. I'm talking a cork, the old, not red and white bobber, but...
Right.
A cork.
Yep.
And the cork did absolutely no good with that great big sinker hanging on there. It just kind of lay on its side on top of the water, the cork. And I always went with Granny to a place called the Womity Creek. And we had a big old shade tree there. And I'd help her bait up her hook And then she'd lay all that line out in back of her in the pasture. And she'd take that 20-foot cane pole, and then she'd lunge forward with all her might. And the line would go whoosh, kaploosh, that big lead sinker would hit the water. And then she'd just stand and watch. One day she got a bite, and she had just a huge, big old catfish on. Catfish was Granny's favorite fish. She fought that thing, and she got it over toward the bank. And she says to me, "Kenny, run down that bank." And I took my scrawny little hand, and I grabbed for that big catfish. And it gave one lunge, and away it went. Granny was a Christian woman. However, I could see her lips moving. I'm not sure to this day, but I don't think she was praying.
Kenny Solway, our guest today. Kenny is the author of a wonderful new book. It's called The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi. Always great to have him with us, and always great to see Judith Sears Poisson as well, because she reminds me, it's our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive, as if I might forget. It's your chance, though, as you listen in, to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year, and I hope you'll make that important step when you donate at WPR.org or at 888 888- 202-252-2552.
And we hope that you'll help pay for the programs you depend on and enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're looking for 43 more pledges in the next 25 minutes. So please make your donation right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, we cover topics like the environment, consumer issues. We talk about gardening, lots of how-to topics. Great Wisconsin authors like Kenny. We talk about Wisconsin food a lot. You get a lot of great information from this program, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So I hope you'll support this program and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can choose Kenny Solway's brand new book, The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi, and it's True Tales, T-A-I-L-S, from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway as your thank you gift. For your pledge of $120 or more, that's just $10 a month, your pledge will help support the programs and you'll enjoy this book. So make this pledge right now. Pick up the book, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality, and that quality is possible, frankly, thanks to you. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget.
Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR, and you should be proud of that. And when you make a donation, that's how it happens. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledging to WPR, it's quick and it's easy, and when you become a sustainer, you really simplify your donation. You'll make automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card.
And that support will renew automatically each year, so your membership is always current. So pick an amount that works for you. Maybe it's $10 a month, and you can get this wonderful book in the process. The important thing is become a member, become a sustainer if you can right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio erases my prejudice, makes me feel connected to people all over our state. I'm impressed with their thoughtful remarks. I'm proud to be a Wisconsinite and have Wisconsin Public Radio in my life. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Barbara, you are a peach. Thank you for supporting WPR. What about you? I hope you'll go right now to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of support during this fall membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support of WPR. And thanks in advance for your gift. Maybe it was $10 a month or $15. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Maybe you listened to WPR in school as a kid or in the car with your parents, or maybe you found us all on your own. Either way, you probably want to see WPR continue. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
If you've never given before, this would be a great time to start and to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of, say, $5 or $10 a month. Easy, doesn't take long. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. You're going to feel great for supporting this station that you rely on.
And you've made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make a habit of donating. It's a good habit. It's actually a habit you can be proud of, as opposed to some of those others that maybe you aren't and I'm not either. But get started today. That's the important part. With your pledge of any amount, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 41 more pledges in the next, 17, 18 minutes. We can certainly do that. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 supports the programs you count on.
You know, we always try to bring you great programs on the Larry Mueller Show. And during Pledge, we also try to bring you the guests that we think you'll enjoy and gifts that we think you'll really love. I cannot tell you all how excited I was when I found out Kenny Solway had a brand new book out. I was doing a little happy dance that Larry can attest to. So you know, if you're going to donate, this is a really good time to do it because you can ask for The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway, with your pledge of $120 or more that breaks down to just $10 a month. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I hope when you pledge, you can become a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews every year. You'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up. Great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Laura from Jacksonville, North Carolina says, I continue to love listening to WPR here in North Carolina. It's great entertainment. Well, I personally can't think of anything more entertaining than being able to listen to Kenny Solway tell his stories. So please support the programs that you love. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And thank you for your support of WPR. Thanks so much for listening in on the Ideas Network as we visit today with Kenny Solway, who is one of the last of a breed of outdoorsmen. He's the one of the river rats. He spent a lot of time on the river. Now he spends a lot of time in classrooms around the state talking to youngsters about respect for the environment and talks about his adventures. He's got a new book out, as we've been talking about. It's a great book, The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi. You may have an experience you want to share about your dog, or maybe have a question for Kenny. Do you think the life of a river rat life is appealing? Do you, you know, do you try to do that at least part-time? What have the dogs in your life meant to you? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. We'd certainly love to hear from you. We had an author, Drake Hokanson, wonders if you've heard the old adage about books and dogs attributed to Groucho Marx, Kenny. Groucho Marx said, outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read.
Well, Drake Hokanson would have found that, no doubt. He did some research. Yep, I know Drake well. And in fact, Drake is quite an author in his own right. He's written, Traveling the Lincoln Highway, and quite a number of books. And Drake is a friend of mine, and I'm glad he brought that to my attention. He certainly has a point there. Yep.
You spend a lot of time talking to young people about your life and the environment. Why is that important to you, and how did that get started?
Well, that got started, a retired game warden named Jim Everson came out to one of my tent camps out in the swamp, and he said, you know, you are one of the most selfish, greedy people I ever met in my life. He says, all you do is sit back here and just take from nature. You don't give nothing back. I said, what would I do? Well, he says, this weekend at Wabasha, Minnesota, there's a teacher workshop for 55 teachers. And the DNR, Fish and Wildlife, are putting on this workshop, teaching the teachers about the river. On Saturday night, there's going to be a banquet. And he said, I'm supposed to go there and do a nature talk, and I can't make it, wondering if you could. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I went to a little one-room country school, didn't get there when I should have. When I was there, I was looking out the windows, wishing I was outside, chewing the covers off the books, making paper airplanes out of paper. He said, go there and share something for a change. Tell a few stories about your true life adventures. He said, it might do you some good. They might enjoy it. Not only that, you get $25 and a free meal. I says, I'll go. So I went for all the wrong reasons. I got there. I was as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My time came. I got up, and told some stories. And to my surprise, some of the teachers invited me to come to their schools and do the same for the students. Even more surprisingly, I said I would, and I did. And I found out a most peculiar paradox, Larry and Judith. If I want to see the natural circle of life remain healthy and happy the way I wish to see it remain, I need to give it away in order to keep it. We have two great resources in the world, our natural resources and our human resources. And as the natural resources go, so will the human resources. So that's why the young folks are the most important resource, that they're going to have to take better care of the natural resources than we did. And they will, because they're better educated, more environmentally aware, and they simply care.
Yeah.
And that's where it's all at.
Joy in Door County has a question. Joy, hi. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Mr. Soloway, there you are. I heard many years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, that there was a documentary done about you and your life called The Last River Rat. I've never been able to find it. Can you tell me how I would locate it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Joy, there is no DVD available. The BBC and the Discovery Channel produced that film. That was in 2005, and it's never been released on DVDs. However, I do have a master copy, and I am able to go about and share that film as long as it's for a non-profit.
Mm-hmm.
However, I am computer illiterate by choice, but people tell me you can find it on YouTube. I have no idea what YouTube is, but you can find it in 10-minute segments, I believe, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably like 5 segments. I think it was 53 minutes long. So I don't know how you'd get to the... But it's called Mississippi, colon, is that the two dots?
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi, colon, Tales of a River Rat, or The Last River Rat.
And we have already... Judith's already posted that up on our Facebook page.
Oh.
So... she just did it as you were talking about it, Kenny. So for Joy, if you want to go to our Facebook page, you just click on what she's got posted there, and that'll take you right to that documentary.
Okay. I'm not a terrific computer person myself, but I'll give it a shot, and I will pick up your book.
Thank you so much, Joy, for calling.
That's wonderful to hear. I should mention on our Facebook page, the folks at our studios took some photos, a couple of shots of Kenny, and that's up on our Facebook page too. So you can take a look at that while you are take a look at his pictures while you're hearing him talk about his experiences here, as we talk with him about his book, The Dogs and I: True Tales from the Mississippi River. It's really always such a pleasure to have him come by and to be with us today here on the Ideas Network, especially during a pledge drive like this. Our fall pledge drives is very important for us. It's a time when we have a chance to visit with you directly with you about the needs that we have here at the station. It's our, as I said, our fall membership drive. Judith Sears Poisson always joins me when we talk about that, and we're asking you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening, and a contribution of just any amount will do that. So I hope you'll make your gift now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are looking to get 33 more pledges in the next 8 minutes. It sounds like a big goal. We can do it with your help because your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong. So make your contribution, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy this program during the week, and maybe you also like Zorba Pastor on your health, or Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, or a Prairie Home Companion on the weekend. We've got something for you every day of the week, and weekends are extra fun.
And don't forget, there's Garden Talk repeat at 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings, too. So we're with you pretty much every day of the week, and your pledge right now supports all of the programs you hear and enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's easy to donate. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now supports all the programs you hear. Easy to donate. You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. And ask for The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway, as your thank you gift when you give $120 or more. That's $10 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, there are so many things that you pay for that improve your quality of life. Maybe it's a really good cup of coffee. Maybe it's a really good locally brewed beer, dinner out with friends, or a fun activity with your kids.
Your WPR listening is just like those other things that are worth paying for. It makes your life richer. So I hope you'll support what's important to you with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 33 more pledges in the next 8 minutes or so. We're pretty sure that the programs you hear on WPR make a difference in your life. Because if you're listening right now, it's a good bet that you listen every day. During our fall membership drive, we're asking you to make a difference to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Your gift of whatever amount you choose, let's say it's $10 a month, makes a difference in what you hear and look forward to every day. That's because we rely on listener support for the single largest piece of our budget. So make that difference right now. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. So we have a goal, and that goal is 33 more pledges.
Yes.
In the next 4 minutes, Judith.
We can do it, or yeah. I should say our listeners can do it.
With your help, with your help, whether you pledge $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above, below, or in between, we can count. We want to. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And as Larry said, we're looking for 33 more pledges in the next 4 minutes or so. Thanks so much if you've already given. If you haven't, though, this is a great time to help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We think of all different kinds of ways to say make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, we can say stand up and be counted, or make your voice heard, or support what you love. You do all of those things, and you really make a difference when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for those 33 pledges in the next 3 minutes or so. If you're enjoying listening to Kenny Solway, listening to his love of life and his connection to nature and his love of the dogs who have shared his life, if he's made you chuckle, if he's choked you up, we really hope that you'll show your support and take advantage of being able to pick up a copy of his brand new book. That's The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi. That's with your pledge of $120 or more. That comes out to just $10 a month. Pledge now any amount to WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, I hope you'll become a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews every year. You'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. It's easy to set up. Great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Robin from Milwaukee says, I've been meaning to donate during this drive. I finally said to myself, just do it. I love WPR. All the great programs from Political Views, health, nature, books, music, and dogs. Every day brings more interesting topics. Thanks for it all. Well, thanks for your support. You can join her in showing your support. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Larry, we picked up a few pledges, but we're still looking for 30 pledges in just these next few minutes.
You have 30 more pledges at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Wendy from Phillips says, I've been listening to WPR for 10 years. I've always thought I should donate during the pledge drives. I'm usually in the car, though, and never followed through. This time, I'm older and wiser and more aware of the value of programming on public radio. I'm on top of the news, and I'm entertained and often driven to learn more about the subjects I hear about. Public radio is priceless. I think you're right, Wendy. She says, I look forward to the day that I can increase my pledge amount. Well, thank you so much for the amount that you're pledging. And for you, as you listen and you haven't decided on what to pledge, whatever's right for you, it's $5 a month or $10 a month, now's the time to do it at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we do talk a lot about sustaining members because it's often more convenient for people to give over a longer period of time. It helps our budget because we have a regular monthly income coming in. But even, I shouldn't even say even, if it's a one-time gift that works for you, we more than appreciate that as well. And you can either make a one-time gift or set up those sustaining amounts or increase a sustaining amount. You can do all of that at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. 29 more pledges to go.
That's the amount. Here's the number, 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org. Make your contribution. We'll be back with Kenny Solway. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. My guest today, Kenny Solway, an author, the last of a breed of outdoorsmen. His latest book is called The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi. It's a wonderful book. Judith Sears Poisson with me. And
it's just such a wonderful book. I enjoyed every page of it.
And you can have a copy of that book.
Yes.
How does that happen, Judith?
Well, it's like magic, really, Larry. So it's a new hour of our fall membership drive. So we have a new goal of 40 pledges in this half hour. Let me repeat that. 40 pledges in this half hour. So the last half hour of the show. And, of course, a gift of any amount is greatly appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But if you decide to pledge $120 or more, and you can break that into $10 a month for a sustaining membership, you can get your own copy of The Dogs and I, True Tales of the Mississippi by Kenny Solway. It is a wonderful book. And so we wanted to make sure people know about that option. Again, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
All right. And Kenny, with us right now, you can join in if you have a question or comment for him. I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. You know, Kenny, one of the stories you told really brought back some memories for me, because when I was a kid, we lived on the farm and we had a dog named Teddy. And we had a back 40 where our cows were often pastured in the summer. And my dad would say to Teddy, go get the cows. And Teddy would take off, and a little while later, here comes Teddy with all the cows.
There you go. You betcha. Just the name Teddy brought the cows to attention. They know the name of the dog. We'd even say, here, Rover, here, Teddy. Teddy or Rover were nowhere around. However, the cows would get up and start heading in the right direction for the barn.
Yeah, because so, they knew it was the dog's name.
That's right. That's right. Yep. So it ain't only the dog that's smart. The cows are too. Larry and Judith, that you can be brought up on a farm, I don't think there's a finer way to grow up. It's just, of course, back then, life was simpler, and you just kind of were able to go off by yourself and do things. And that's kind of changed now with more of a urban environment. And in a way, that's a shame. I would hope that every child, I mean, we spend money in our school systems, busing here, busing there, whatever. Why not set aside some money and bus the kids out to an actual working farm where they could get up close and personal to the critters? I think that wouldn't be a bad field trip.
I think you're right. Janine in Green Bay has a comment I know you're going to want to hear, so let's go there. Janine, hi. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I was out walking on the beach at the cottage last week, and my dog is older now, and she doesn't walk very much, and she watched me go. I'm gone about 20 minutes. I looked behind me. She's right behind me. She's checking up on me. And I walked in the afternoon. I'm 84. I walked for 2.5 hours. I was gone. I was walking most of the time. Nobody checked up on me.
Yeah. That's a wonderful thing, Janine.
Thank you.
What's your dog's name?
Sadie. She's a Springer Spaniel.
Oh, and how old is she?
She's about 12. She has some health problems, so.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Good girl, though. Best thing I've ever had in my life. Can you believe that?
Oh, I can believe it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And
yes.
Here's one of the problems, Janine and Larry and Judith and every other listener out there. A dog has one glaring defect. They don't live long enough. They get to be, well, it takes you 3-4 years to, I suppose now with all the catchphrases and buzzwords, they call it bonding, but to get to know each other. And then there's maybe 7, 8, 9 good years, let's call it prime years, and then they begin to go over the hill. And that is the one thing, if I could change it, I would have them live longer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Except if they're discomfort, if they're in discomfort and problems, you know, sometimes it's okay.
Yeah, I know it. One of the problems I've always had with, and we have various names to kind of soften the whole idea, put them to sleep. Put them down. I always put that off, put it off to the point where the dog is suffering because I don't want to suffer. And I think that's wrong on my part. There comes a time when you have to look at what's good for the dog, best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, Janine.
Thanks, Janine. Kate in Pewaukee. Is up next. Hi, Kate.
Hi. Kenny mentioned how it would be a good idea for schools to take kids out on field trips to farms, and I thought I would tell him that the Milwaukee Public Schools has an arrangement with Oak Ridge Farm, which is in Dousman, and they bring hundreds of kids out on field trips to see the working farm. And I've been a guide there for 4 years, and we take the kids around, talk about the animals, they get to meet the animals, talk about the machinery, talk about the crops, and they get to really see then close up what a farm is like.
Oh,
that is just a great thing. Is it Kate?
Kate, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kate. That is a great thing and something worth doing and keeping it up. It's a great, great idea.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, Kate, for letting us know that. I'm hoping other schools do that as well. I want to give Nancy and Grafton a chance to join us. Nancy, hi.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I grew up in a farm up in Marathon County and 160 acres, and we had Rover. Well, you couldn't see where the cows were out east of the farm. But Rover, go get the cows. Rover would go east, and he would bring the cows all home. Rover got to be very old, and Rover was laying on the west side of our house, and Rover had sores and maggots, and Rover couldn't walk, and Rover was very, very sick. And my dad Frank Grawl went and took the gun to the, out of the house, and he went to put his dog out of his misery. And Daddy came back in the house, and he never fired a shot. He couldn't do it. But my grandpa lived with us, and he was a different mentality. And he took the gun. And, of course, Rover was no longer in pain. But I'll never forget my dad going out to take care of his dog, and he couldn't do it. He loved that dog so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a sad story. However, there are very few, I guess, what you'd call happy stories when it comes to death. The circle of life includes death. Without life, there'd be no death, and without death, there'd be no new life. And so, yeah, but just think of all the wonderful days and all the memories that a dog brings to you, gives to you. And that's what you have in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for calling. Nina in Wausau, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. What a great show. I have a couple of dog stories to share quick. I had a 16, almost 17-year-old Chaka lab. And he got sick, and I took him to the emergency vets, and they said, well, he's got a little spot on the spleen, and, you know, we'll have to watch that. Well, 6 months later, he started to get have bowel obstructions and things and lose weight and not eat, and, you know, all the signs are there. Of course, I, as a nurse, knew better but wasn't paying attention for whatever reason. Then I took him in on a Friday again, and just to see if there was, I could change his food or do something else. And my wonderful vet, Dr. Carlo, said, "You know, Nina, we talked 6 months ago about that this might happen, and you know, we can put him down today." And I said, "Oh no, he's not ready." So we went home. And he actually had a wonderful Saturday, laid around the house and things like that. I worked in the yard, and then I had planned on Sunday to take him. Well, Sunday morning he got up, and he walked the entire property. Went out of the house, walked the entire property, went to the barn, sniffed every single blade of grass, and then came up to the house and laid down in the driveway, and that was it. He was ready to go. But it was interesting when I told people or people asked about him, I said, oh, he was 16 and a half. I realized he was longer with me than any man I'd ever been with in a relationship. So that was kind of neat. And then my current partner, he had a Rottweiler that he had that he sort of rescued from a friend of his who was going to put him down. He was a wonderful dog. I was a little concerned about the breed at first, but then when I did some reading and I met the dog, he just was an amazing companion for him. He lives on a 130-acre maple syrup farm in Canada, and just a wonderful friend, companion, loyal as could be, never let him out of his sight. They would be working in the woods, and Jake would lay down around the corner of a tree, and you could just see his nose and his eyes sticking out so he could continue to watch his master. Well, he lost him about 3 years ago and just said, absolutely, no, I'm not getting another dog. No, never again. And we happened to be this summer at the animal shelter in the local community in Canada with some friends of ours who she had lost her dog, and they were there to look for a dog. And there was this little black puppy just barking, jumping up and down. He kind of looked like a puppy lab. He's got something else in him. And I went over to pet him, and I saw my partner over with the other dog, and I just looked at that dog, and I said, look, there's your dad. There's your new dad. Like, no, I'm not getting a dog. I'm not getting a dog. Finally went over and petted him. Well, we left. What was interesting is the next day we were playing golf, and we had some stuff to do around his house, and all of a sudden he goes, what time is it? And I said, well, it's about 3 o'clock. He says, oh, we have to get going. And I said, well, where are we going? He said, well, we have to get back there. Isn't that lady going to be there at 4 o'clock? I'm like, what lady are you talking about? He says, where that dog is.
Well, that's another great story. Another great story, Kenny. Yeah. And I know your book, Kenny's book, is full of stories like that, the story that we just heard here from Nina and from some of the other callers today. Kenny Solway's book, it's The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi, a wonderful book. It's touching because it's clear that dogs shared Kenny's life throughout his life. He has a dog today yet and probably his best friends over all these years. And so it was so great to have a chance to talk with him today. And I know Judith Sears Poisano is joining me now. It was great, wasn't it?
Oh, it was wonderful. I could listen to Kenny all day.
Yeah. But we also need to, I need to hear from you about our Wisconsin Fall membership drive. Let me say a word first. This is the time to put a value on your listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift is vital to WPR. It's a big part of what keeps us going. I hope you'll support this program, everything else you hear on WPR, by making a gift in any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from 34 listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. I hope a bunch of those folks picked up Kenny's book, what is it? The Dogs and I. I want to say The Tales and I, but I knew that wasn't quite right. Our goal now is to get 38 more pledges in the next 10 minutes. Pledges like yours are what support the programs you count on. Thank you so much if you've already given. If not, be the next person to make these programs possible with your gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Kenny Solway about his book, The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi. I hope you'll take a few minutes now to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And again, right now, you can get your own copy of The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway. When you make a contribution of $120 or more, that's $10 a month. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can also get this wonderful thank you gift. So pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard some wonderful stories during the show today, but we hear great stories from WPR listeners every day. They're usually about how WPR touches their lives, and the donor comments you hear during the pledge drive are really good examples of that.
These stories remind us of how we're connected to each other as a community. We all love great radio programs, programs that engage us, inspire us, and make us think. Your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes great WPR experiences possible. It's just that simple, and it's for you and for the community.
You might consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning you get from WPR by making a leadership gift. That's a gift of $100 a month or more. Your gift of $1,200 for the year, it helps make WPR available to everybody. Know that a gift of any amount, though, is welcome right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because my radio is broke and it's the only station I can get. No, it's not true. I think it's probably the purest station in as far as handling both sides of an issue. I listen more to things that I agree with, but there are times when I hear things that I don't agree with, but I think, you know, he's got a point. I'm John Treader, Wisconsin Public Radio. It's my source of entertainment and information, and I really enjoy it, and I'm thankful it's there.
And John, thanks a lot, and I hope you will pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Judith Sears Poisson, asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is 10 or 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And your pledge right now helps pay for the programs you count on all year long. We're looking for 35 more pledges in the next 8 minutes. Of course, we want to make that goal, but really, I don't want anyone to miss out on getting this book, Larry. Kenny Solway's new book is just so wonderful. Thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Someone asked, by the way, how to spell Kenny Solway's last name. It's S-A-L-W-E-Y.
Yes.
S-A-L-W-E-Y. On WPR, you enjoy lively discussions, in-depth news, great music and entertainment. I hope you'll help pay for the variety you enjoy on WPR with your donation. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, people often talk about the high quality of life in Wisconsin. We have great state parks, a respected university system, wonderful libraries. Wisconsin Public Radio is right up there with those amazing resources that contribute to the high quality of life here in Wisconsin.
Remember, you can get The Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month.
And a gift to WPR is a gift through Wisconsin Public Radio backed to the community. You enjoy this radio station, and so do many others.
So make your pledge right now for yourself and for the community at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Abby and Carl from DePere say, we listen to WPR hours every day. It's our main source of world, national, and state news. And it's a great source of entertainment, too. Well, Abby and Carl, thank you. And if you find yourself listening to WPR, maybe a little in the morning, maybe around lunchtime with Larry, maybe in the evenings, and maybe on the weekends, this is the time right now to show your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you donated a few years ago, you feel like you've done your part, but you enjoy listening to WPR year after year, and your continued support is what keeps us strong.
Has it been a while since you donated? This is the perfect time to rejoin. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We will welcome you back with open arms.
And we're looking, boy, oh boy, oh boy, we're looking for 34 more contributions here, pledges in the next
Couple of minutes
here. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Any amount supports the programs you count on.
And Ask for the Dogs and I, True Tales from the Mississippi by Kenny Solway. With your pledge of $120 or more, that comes out to $10 a month. Get it for yourself. Get it for a friend. Lots of holiday gift-giving opportunities coming up. This would be an ideal gift for anyone who loves dogs or enjoys the outdoors. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Pamela from Viroqua says, we've been members for quite a few years, and we're happy to change our status to sustainers.
And when you make your pledge, you can become a sustainer, too. Your sustaining membership automatically renews each year, and you'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. It's super easy to set up, and it's a great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give. The important thing is that you do it right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And I want to thank everyone who's contributed already. If you've contributed, thank you so much. If you haven't contributed, now is the time to do it. If you've been waiting, don't wait any longer. Go right now to WPR.org. Make your contribution there. Or you can phone us at 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Help us out here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.